Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There we go.
Are we even on?
There we go.
Yes, we were.
Yeah,
it wouldn't
we
be
were
test
on.
Alive if we didn't have
come
any
on,
music.
Come on, get
her on.
Come on.
Yourself. We have issues.
We all have issues at this table.
Cut.
Many of our issues are not fit for radio.
Yes,
anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Good evening, North State.
Good evening, Northern California. Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber. Nigel.
James.
And Jason.
And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. And you can listen to us live around the world at kcnr1460.com.
We have one listener in Iceland.
One listener in Iceland.
Yeah, that's
right. Or call in for your questions, 605-4567.
Oh, yeah, your questions. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. We want questions.
We got a full panel here at the table.
We have a full panel here, and I'm guessing that all four of you.
Lovely and lavender.
No. Yeah.
It's a purple.
I know it's purple.
Yeah.
I couldn't rhyme anything with purple.
Too much chocolate, James.
Well, welcome. This is, why don't you introduce yourself? You're from the Reading Amateur Wrestling Club.
Yeah, my name is Dennis Conrad. I'm the president of the wrestling clubs.
Yeah, who else you got with you?
To the left of me here, we have Felicia, and then we have Molly and Shane.
There's four in the house.
What do the others do as far as, since you're president, what are they?
We sit around and look pretty.
So we have our secretary, we have our treasurer, and we have our head coach.
Oh, this is wrestling. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're talking about wrestling, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, wrestling. So Reading Amateur Wrestling Club. It's one of those things, again, that we just said we didn't even know we had, and now we know.
Yeah, which we found out, before we started, that it was started in 1975? Is that what you said?
Somewhere around there.
74.
Yeah. And seeing as how you guys all look like you were born in 2015.
Yeah. If you're going to talk.
You guys, don't be bashful. Grab a mic and just. Yeah.
So, the listeners, there's four people. There's two mics. So everybody's a little hesitant until we get going. But
until we get going,
like I said, manhandle it. You're
manhandle.
You're a wrestling coach.
They pivot nice.
Pin it down. Grab it.
He still can't win me.
Manhandler.
You can grab it.
Grab it and pin it down.
Okay.
Make it tap out.
Oh, this is a great show.
Okay, so how did you get into it? Did all four of you, like when you were younger, like wrestle with your parents and break stuff and this?
So I got into it through middle school. One of my good friends, when I moved here to the Reading area, was a wrestler, and he convinced me to come out to the team there at the middle school level or at Sequoia. They used to have a team. So I got into it there, and I wrestled middle school and then some in the high school and stuff. And then,
what year would that have been when you were there?
For high school? I graduated in 2003.
Because they're babies. When were you at Sequoia? Sorry.
Graduated in 99.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to compare where you are with my kids, because I had kids that went to Sequoia as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So then you started wrestling. So was that like an immediate outlet? Yay, I get to fight with people? Or?
Well, yeah, you definitely get to get rid of your aggression in a good manner where everybody...
In a good manner.
Yeah.
We should pick it up.
Controlled environment.
Yeah, very much
controlled
so.
Controlled environment. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
So, were either of you wrestlers?
Chain wrestled.
I fought a lot of my brothers, but
that counts.
Different.
That counts.
No.
Well, so what do you do within this club?
I'm the treasurer. Yeah, and
money mama.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. I started out as the club mom. I took over for Felicia. So.
But do you wrestle?
No. I've tried and I got beat up a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
I told
mostly
you, by
don't,
my daughter.
You know, go easy on her.
I had to win some matches.
It's actually the 6-year-old that gets me the most. Mm-hmm. All four of my kids are actually in this club.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I unfortunately, I never did sports as a kid.
But that's okay. You can still be a sports mom.
So dad over here, he actually was with Reading Amateur Wrestling Club when he was young. And then wrestled in high school, and he was what, national champ? He was ranked nationally.
He can grab the mic.
Yeah. So
he looks like he could.
So what she means is that I placed in Reno Worlds
and I placed fourth in the world's tournament, and I just, I didn't go past that. You know, I had a few, hiccups in my life, and,
That means you're in prison.
No. That's so, where he learned to wrestle.
What? But I'll tell you what,
James. Yeah, I don't know.
The wrestling definitely brought me back. You know what I mean? It was very good. Cause,
there's nothing wrong with that.
James, just so you know, James is the subtle one in the group.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right.
Exactly. There's no filter with James.
That's good, though. You know what I mean?
Because you know what? We all live life.
Yeah,
you
try that's to, true.
You do what you do, and then you keep moving on.
Exactly. Authentic. And the hard no shame. Work that I learned in wrestling was really what helped me get through. Because if you look at, like, the statistics, there's, you know, a very very, very small percentage of people that go down that path and come back and get back to normal and healthy lifestyle with, you know, four kids and family and doing everything good. And I give a lot of that credit to wrestling. You know, I had a very tough coach, and, you know, he pushed us really, really hard. And his thing back in the day was, I don't care if you're going to be the best team, but you're going to be in the best shape. And he used to run us to death. And so I feel like the hard work that I learned in this sport was what got me through everything, and it's also what makes me want to give back now. You know, I got a lot out of it.
What I would say, just imagine, right? Mm-hmm. It's called, like, you know, with our families. I went astray. I had big problems, but I came from a family that was very, very strict and organized, right? Planting the seeds.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a parent, a grandparent, aunt, uncle, coach. I had a very strict father. I had a couple of really great teachers in my life in high school that planted seeds in my head that I didn't even really realize then.
And you still ended up in prison.
Yeah. And, but sometimes it takes longer for others, for those to sprout and bring you back around. Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's what I honor about humanity, is the fact that you can be somewhere and then be somewhere on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it could be a bad place, but making choices and making amends can bring you back across. I mean, there is always the opportunity to be a good human being. And so, I mean, that's a story in itself for everybody to hear. So, you know what I mean?
And my coach, just shout out to my coach that was that person for me. His name is Darren Stevens. He's the high school wrestling coach right now.
Oh, awesome.
And, you know, yeah, that's kind of how I'd like to be for the next kids and the next generation growing up, you know. The ones that are a little down and out on their luck, just show them that, you know, opportunity's there. And that's all we're trying to do with everything that we do in this club, is provide opportunities for our youth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're, you know, doing the cornhole tournament, so we can raise money, so we can give money to, I shouldn't say give, but have money for the underprivileged kids that can't afford everything, you know?
Right. Yeah, because I'm sorry, sports, I don't care what you're in anymore. It's so expensive.
Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? Just
and you need a million things anymore for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so that hits on, so how often do you guys get together? Does the club get together?
So we have, our season is from November to what?
March.
March is our season,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then that's the first season. And then we go into our freestyle Greco season.
Yeah.
Ooh, so we have two different seasons. We have one that's collegiate,
yeah,
and then we have a freestyle Greco season that we do.
Okay, but so youth that are listening, or if parents are going, oh, this is great for our kids, how can they get involved, and where do they go with you?
So they can sign up through Reading Rec.
Okay.
They'll be able to find all the information there on their website about our organization and everything, how to get in there.
Yeah, you know, pretty much everybody's on Facebook nowadays.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go to our website, Reading Amateur Wrestling Club, or not the website, but the Facebook page, you know, all the information's there, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have our contact information on there, and any one of us can help anybody get signed up.
So just so that I'm clear, this has no association with any of the schools. You guys are independent.
No. Yeah,
right?
We're a community.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's a big thing.
Do the schools, do the schools help you guys with placing kids, or do they want to try to keep them for their teams if they have them?
Not necessarily.
So our middle school group and elementary school group, there is no schools around. Sequoia,
okay.
Parsons, all those schools don't have programs anymore. They stopped those a long time ago.
Oh.
So we had to step up. We used to only be a freestyle and Greco group.
Mm.
We had to step up and create another group
just
to be able to make it where these kids can keep on wrestling.
Yeah, the middle school league is now done by clubs in the North State instead of schools. So like we talk about how me and Dennis, we wrestled at Sequoia, you know, and we remember wrestling the kids from Red Bluff and all those other things.
That's funny.
They don't have them now. They don't. So the clubs have stepped up.
So who do you compete against then? Do you guys create your own
those
matches
same, well, those
yourself?
Same area, no, those same areas have grown and had clubs themselves.
Okay.
The freestyle clubs have taken over the collegiate seasons.
Okay.
Or folk style wrestling is what they call it for the schools.
That's cool.
No,
it is. Because it's very. My kids are grown now, so I'm just trying to make it clear for my head, but for also our listeners, so they understand.
Where is the club? Where do you guys do your wrestling?
We actually wrestle out of Shasta High School right now. We rent the facility, basically.
They give it to you for free?
We wish.
Well, if anybody's listening.
I know.
They can wrestle for it.
Absolutely. We do. We rent the Shasta High Wrestling Room. Mm-hmm.
Are you a nonprofit?
We are
a nonprofit.
We are.
Okay.
They give us a discounted fee, which is but I mean, it's still
another
cost.
But I would think
cost.
Anything with youth and nonprofits should get, at least space for you to do what you do for almost nothing. But, But I'm sure they have facilities. They have overhead as far as lighting and air conditioning, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Everybody's got to
get. I don't know if you know much about wrestling, but we don't ever use the AC.
No, I don't. Because
we use the heaters.
Would that be cheating?
I was going to say, and that's probably why I didn't. Because... I would get so irritated by the heat, I'd probably kill my opponent out of sheer anger.
I'm the mom sitting on the sidelines in that wrestling room, and oh man, it's stinky.
I mean, I have the thermostat in here down to 62, and the thing is right above me, blowing on me, and I'm still sweating.
That's the Italian.
Okay, so how many
Greco?
How many kids or youth are in your club right now?
So sign-ups actually haven't started yet.
This season?
We have...
How many
roughly? Gosh, tons of families that are returning, right?
Yeah.
They come every year, and their kids grow with our club. On average, gosh, we got at least 120 kids.
Oh, are you serious? Wow.
At least. And that's, at the start of the season, we get tons of kids. Well,
I was thinking maybe
30. No, it's big. And what's really cool is you get a family in and they're like, my son wants to wrestle. That's great. Bring him in. And then they bring their sister and his other brother and, the rest of the family. And then the other kids want to join. And it's
you
the
should start
thing
an
ever.
Adult league.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually we do have.
And
that.
Then the dad, and then
so our freestyle Greco goes from 4 years old to whatever age you are.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
wow.
There's been adults out there.
I the oldest person I've had out there as a new wrestler was 53 years old.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine me in one of those, what do you call them?
A you and me?
A what?
A singlet.
Yeah, I was
a
like,
singlet.
Yeah, a singlet. I was trying to think of what that thing
you
called.
You look like a busted.
It's like a wrestling leotard, you know?
Boobs, gut.
So in case you're just joining us, we are with the Reading Amateur Wrestling Club since 1974. if you have... kids, is it open to all kids, right? What's the minimum age?
So right now, in our folk style season, which is about to start, we start in November. It's, any kindergarten through eighth grade.
That's little.
Okay. Yeah.
So
those little kids are feisty, too.
Oh, no,
they have fun.
Those are the funnest matches to watch.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So we're going to take a vote. I think she wants to say something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
You don't have it on radio?
No, the mic is
okay.
Hot.
No, you said something.
She's just sitting there batting her blue eyes at everybody. Like.
Hey, let's talk about the event coming back.
Yeah, the fundraiser. You said a fundraiser.
The fundraiser coming up. The shout-out that we did yesterday. Let's talk about what's going to happen there and the fundraiser a little bit. So tell everybody when it kicks off and when it happens and what's all
where, when, how.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing our the second annual Max Birch Memorial Cornhole Tournament, and it's going to be at Lake Reading Park on September 21st. It's a Sunday. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's going to be amazing.
What is your goal?
The goal for the funds that we raise for that, this is going to cover not only our, things like our facility costs, because like I said, we rent out the Shasta High Wrestling Room.
Uh-huh.
It's going to cover new singlets for these kids, because we've got, granted, they're super awesome, but we've got some old singlets.
Yeah.
It's time to add some more to
them. Have to turn them back in and they get washed and used
they
again?
They can, yeah.
Oh, no.
But that's what this is about. Like, we need to grow.
I'd have to go Greek.
How much are the singlets? And are they sponsorable?
You know what?
They definitely are sponsorable. They're roughly about $45 a piece. Roughly what they go for.
You know, and you've got to make sure that every kid has a singlet that fits them. Sure. You know, and
you don't want a extra small singlet.
And you know, we try to every year we make sure that we have enough shirts. You know, just our Ready Amateur Wrestling purple shirts for every kid that comes into. You know, and that's just, it's something that we like to make sure that they have. We make sure that, you know, kids that don't have wrestling shoes that come in, we get them a pair of shoes. Mm. If they don't, you know, they don't have a knee brace.
What's the full regalia? Helmet thing, mouth guard, shoes?
Oh, you got the headgear?
Yeah.
Headgear.
All that stuff, like, each child has to have these things.
Most kids should have headgear. Uh-huh. It's just...
Anybody under 18 is supposed to use headgear in matches. So it's a headgear, a singlet, and wrestling shoes is what is actually required. Okay. Is what they need to be on the mat.
And if you got braces, have to have a mouth guard. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your lips.
Yeah, you ever see one of those YouTube videos, man?
Yeah, we've seen some.
You'll wear a mouth guard.
So do any of them ever get hurt?
Probably not mostly, majorly.
It's mostly pride.
Yeah.
Right? But that's what we're here for. That's what we teach them to get back up and keep moving.
Pinned and the muscle hurts and then they have to get up and, you know, shake it out and stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of little boo-boos.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's good about wrestling versus like boxing is we don't have the head trauma in our sport, you know what I mean? It's a very aggressive sport for kids that are, you know, need an outlet.
Yeah.
And you're not getting pounced in the head with a boxing glove all day, you know.
You just get your wishbone broken too.
a few pulls and a few strained muscles, but not a head damage, you know.
So what would you say are the real benefits to wrestling for kids?
Man. So
I was like, she's gonna say something. Here we go.
Come on, girl.
Come on.
We found Rock when my son was 4. He just turned 18, so I've been with Rock for 14 years. And one thing that we love about wrestling as a whole is that it builds their character. It helps them find like who they are. It builds the confidence factor. Like a 4-year-old boy going into wear purple isn't something that, you know, he those are girl colors or whatever, but he never once had a problem with it, and he's one of the most like hardworking, dedicated boys now. Like the Jet Thomas, one of our board members, he hires the high schoolers to do a lot of work, and my son is one of those because he knows how to dedicate his time, and it's built a lot of character for my daughter wrestles.
Dedication.
I was about to ask you, so is it open to girls too?
It is. Yes. We have a lot of girls, actually.
You're saying that like there's a lot of girls?
We have
three girls in it.
They'll tear you limb to limb.
Our girls will tear up any of the boys.
The girl wrestling is definitely growing. We have quite a few girl wrestlers. And my daughter, she recruited, 4 or 5 for the high school team. She did it off and on because her brother did it. And then her 7th grade year, she went to her dad and was like, I think that I actually want to wrestle for good. And she stuck with it.
There's something to be said for girls, especially in this day and age, who can hold their own. Right? Seriously.
No, that's one of the best things. Like, it helps as a mom. Like, I know she can handle her own if anyone tries to mess with her.
it's so confidence building too. Yep. You know, I mean, they become confident in themselves and their bodies and what they can do. And what
wrestling
isn't
not just physical, but it is truly a strategic and a mental game.
Absolutely.
Girl wrestling is actually one of the fastest growing sports in the nation.
Is it?
As well.
Yeah. Because I've watched it on YouTube and I'm always interested when they're doing training. And, you know, it's all slow motion, right? They'll take a wrestler and somebody that's obviously very experienced and just get them on the ground. And it's like all slow motion. It's like, you know, we're going to do this and they turn that. And it's like they're just going through a dance on the floor. And it's like, my mind is like, gosh, you know, you're having to think on the fly so fast when you're put in a position and then the techniques that you have to learn to try to get out of it. And
I mean, a lot of that's muscle memory.
Is it?
You do it so many times, you don't have to think. You just flow to the next one.
Because I was just like, what?
I always consider offense very, very mental. You know, you're thinking about things. You're trying to set your opponent up for the good attack. Defense is reaction. Drill, 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 react.
Drill, baby,
react.
Drill.
Yeah, drill, baby, drill. That's right. Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. But the offense is like you were saying, that's the science behind it. You know, that's when you try and set your opponent up. You know, when you pull here, they step this way. I attack that way. When I push here, they step that way. And I attack the other direction, you know. And so that's where all the mental comes in.
And that's really what I find fascinating about the sport, because it just – a lot of people, I don't think, recognize that. They just that you're on the, you know, you're just wrestling, but it's not. It's very,
it's very planned. It's
very, very trained.
Okay, we have a minute and a half left.
Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that was already half an hour.
Yep. That's crazy. Never enough.
Okay. So Reading Amateur Wrestling Club, where can people find you? Where can parents find you?
You said on Facebook, mostly.
I mean, should I put my phone number out there?
if it's the phone number that you want them to call.
No, people remember like, that, but they can find you on Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. Facebook at Reading Amateur Wrestling Club, and super awesome. We are actually, I'm so close to getting our website live.
That would be good.
You know, I will blast that out on our Facebook page as well once that's
And again, September
September 21st at Lake Redding Park. The you can register for the cornhole tournament on Scoreholio. It's an app.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone uses it, I guess. We keep calling it. Yeah, yeah. You know,
that's not really what I call it.
That joke is rolling. Yeah, Scoreholio.
Yeah.
September 21st.
And again, I was asking, what is your goal? What are you trying to raise? Do you guys have are you just thankful to get anything?
We really are. We're thankful to get anything. And you know what? The funds that we get are going to be put right back into these kids.
Absolutely.
They're going to go right back into these
families. Well, on the Shasta County Chamber and Reading Buzz, we will blast it out.
Yep. We'll be a big,
we appreciate it.
Big supporter and try to get the word out so people attend and sign up. And
you know, and we want it, and not just, you know, Shasta kids and not just kids that are right here in Reading, but anybody's welcome.
Yeah.
Anybody's welcome.
What's the name of the club again? One more time.
Reading Amateur Wrestling Club.
Oh, nice, guys.
There you go.
Rock.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back with another wrestler.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you, like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise.
With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And we're back, Shasta Live. That was fun.
That was real fun.
Good people.
Good people.
Yeah.
Shasta Live by Shasta County Chamber.
We're just at the half hour mark, so if you're tuning in, you are listening to the Shasta County Chamber.
Yeah. And we just had the wrestling club on.
Yep.
Now we have a different kind of wrestler on. Maybe a little more dangerous.
This is a full-grown real man.
I don't know. I think what's his name could take him.
Yeah.
Tell us who you are.
Yeah, my name is Hunter Maxwell. I'm a professional bull rider.
And where do you live?
Los Molinos, California.
Okay.
Professional bull rider.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
And what are you doing in Redding today?
We're going to have a little talk.
Okay, so you came up for that?
Just for that.
Solely
for you.
I feel so privileged.
Yeah, no, me as well.
You didn't even bring chocolate.
I know. Well, yeah, I wasn't there today.
Take a look to your right there at that poster. See that real quick there. See that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the home. This is a radio of rodeo.
That's right. That's right.
Big rodeo.
Rodeo radio.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Hunter, how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
Oh, my God, you're
just a baby.
18
so
years
I take
old.
That back. You're not full grown yet.
No, just a baby.
Okay, so how did you get in? I have like 1,000 questions, but how did you get into bull riding?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Most people have kind of like a family generational deal that, you know, their fathers and grandfathers were all rodeo athletes or you know, whatnot. But mine, it was kind of just something that I seen on as a kid, and I mean, I've you know, pictures of me in diapers sitting on my stuffed bull. It was just kind of a thing since I was put here to do it. I really do believe so. It's something that I was going to be since I was, you know, could think about it.
When's the first time you actually got on a real bull?
So you start off riding, you know, probably seen the sheep riding, the mutton busting, and then you go all the way up, calves, steers, you know, I was fortunate enough that, they had the mini bulls at the time for me. They didn't always have that. And then, I got on my first full grown bull at 13.
See, now I have a question.
Are you worried about ever having children?
Right. There's been a couple times.
So I was going to say, like at the rodeo, you know, the horses, I understand, because they're kind of shaped that way.
Right.
You know,
their
fist. You know, you can sit on it, hold it, totally get it. But then you see these bulls, and I'm like, what are you guys thinking? Like what James said, like, you don't want to have children, or you know.
Or you want one's hoof right through your heart.
Right.
It lands on you.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are big.
Yeah, very. They're terrifying, no doubt about it, but, I don't know. It's.
When you're sitting there, do you have a ball of anxiety at that moment?
So you definitely.
You're not dead inside.
No. I think it's hard to be dead inside when you're looking, you know, at this deal, but I mean, you get used to it and you learn, you know, to trust yourself and trust in your ability and, you know, trust the process.
How do you actually, I mean, obviously every ride is a training process and a learning process, but how do you actually train or learn how to ride a bull? I mean, is it literally you just have to ride it and figure it out, or is there like something that you are you know?
Can you go to bull riding school?
Yeah, a mechanical bull somewhere that you're practicing.
Yeah, steps. Yeah. There's a lot of different ways. There is bull schools and rodeo schools, you know, for all different events. There's like what we call a drop barrel. It just assimilates a bull, kind of like a mechanical bull, except for a mechanical bull you would see maybe at a, like a fair or whatnot, or even a rodeo. They don't buck totally like identical to a bull. Lots of bull riders will tell you that it almost will kind of create a bad habit for an actual bull rider. Mm-hmm. It's more for like the fun aspect for fans and all that. But yeah, there's lots of different things, and lots of it is just getting on practice bulls, just you know, legitimately doing the deal.
Over and over.
Over and over.
Is it one of those things where you have a bull at your house or something and you just get on it once?
Yeah, lots of people. Or stock contractors that you would see bring to the rodeos. They always have practice pens at their house. And so
do you?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I do.
You have a practice pen at your house with a bull?
Yes, sir.
And you get on it? Semi-regularly.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You know, when your average person is going out to a hike, Sacramento River Trail, here's Hunter getting on a bull.
No, exactly. It's just to correct the little things. You know, it's riding, but without, fans there, without money on the line. It's where you go to fix everything. Mm. So.
Do you have a spotter, like somebody that's with you to make sure?
Oh, yeah.
To make sure nothing goes.
Hunter, I'm here.
Or if you fall.
Catch you.
Right? No, it is true, though. There is, you gotta have a kind of a crew.
Safety.
With you.
I'm all about safety.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a little hard to do it all by yourself.
Like, when you come walking out.
Your rodeo, you pull the fence, you ride
do it
the
all.
Bull,
yeah.
You become the clown when you hit the ground.
That's right. That's funny. Yeah.
So what's the hardest bull that you rode so far?
Oh, gosh. Actually, probably recently in Truckee. I just got on one in Truckee, California, and he jumped, I swear, 8 feet off the ground. He was a bucker. But I've been on a bunch that are real good.
Wow. So you're going to be riding in Carlos's rodeo here?
Yeah, the 27th. Yes, sir.
Oh, great.
Very cool.
So do you know the bulls ahead of time that you're going to be riding?
Yeah. I mean, like, especially Carlos's deal. I know all of his bulls because, he brings them to all the rodeos and stuff, so you kind of see him throughout the year. You never know, though. He might bring in another stock contractor to help fill the bulls, and I might not know him, but but it's kind of hit or miss. I don't know.
Are you in the before walking around saying, I don't know what their names are, but like
have a little pep talk.
Here's a sugar cube.
Yeah, no.
Look at my face.
Right.
Here's some carrots.
Can you become the bull whisperer?
I see you. Got to talk sweet to him. Yeah. No, we don't really have too many talks.
So what makes them? what makes them buck? I see them put that belt on. Is it just around their belly so it makes them do that, or are they cutting off the circulation to the bull?
No. So probably one of the biggest myths all you guys have probably heard is that they tie it around their testicles, which is total. It's one of the biggest myths in rodeo. Completely not true. Bucking bulls are bred to buck. You can't just really make one buck. They're like genetically bred. They are trained. I mean, but they have to want to. We can't make them do anything.
Sure.
So that flank strap, that's the belt you'll kind of see around. Mm-hmm. It's just like tightening up your belt two or three notches just to kind of,
their sign to go.
It's just their sign to go. They know like when that comes on, then it's game time. It really doesn't do anything. It's just kind of, that's their like cue. That is their game time. And
I figured that was true, but
it's like a football player when they go in. And
no, exactly.
Time. It's
just a switch.
Or
a
boxer.
Exactly.
Like that,
that's exactly right.
Because I know there's a lot of people that in the world that don't like rodeos.
Yeah.
They think that they're cruel and things.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's got their opinion, and that's cool. But I mean, I said that before specifically because I knew that really wasn't true. But there are a lot of people that have misconceptions.
Yeah.
And like you said, many of these animals, just like dogs and things, they are bred, and there are bulls, obviously, that you have seen throughout the years that they know what they're doing. It's
absolutely.
They enjoyed what they were doing, and
it
was a performance. And when they were done, you'll see some of them just mellow out, and they'll walk out. I mean, not all of them, but
for sure.
They know what their job is.
Yes, sir.
They're in. They buck. They throw you off. They crush you, and they walk out.
That's right. They know their job. Exactly. Just like a racehorse, or like you said, a dog. They just know their job. And lots of them, you can go back in the back. Like you said, not all of them, but you can. You can go back and scratch on them. Some of them are dog gentle, but. As soon as, they know it's like a
showtime.
It's showtime, baby.
So what's it like, what's it like that moment, right, where you're sitting on the bull in the pen, right, and you're getting ready,
yeah,
right, and everybody's doing their thing, and then all of a sudden that gate opens. Is that like an adrenaline rush? Because it's like 8 seconds. You go through all the, well, up to 8 seconds if you like.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a build up, and you know, as it, you know, you got three riders ahead of you, two riders ahead of you. Now you're sitting on them, but as soon as, for me, it's always been, you know, you're nervous for sure, but as soon as you sit on them, it's almost like everything just, it goes still. I can't hear someone talking to me right in my ear. It's just, I'm just how the bull is. I'm the same way, you know, a flip. I'm locked in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's how you have to be. You have to be
so
focused.
And what are you doing? What's the other mechanism that you're strapping your hand into to hold on?
Yeah.
I see them doing that and they're constantly, and
it's a rope, right?
It always freaks me out because I'm like, I mean, literally, if you get knocked out, your hand is tied in that thing. You're ragdolling, right?
Yeah.
So what? How does that work?
So you have a bull rope. That's how I hold on. It's just a braided rope, and it has a little handle in it.
Okay.
And you put your hand in it, and it's got, you know, rosin on it. You gotta, you know, but so you, the rule is you can't tie yourself in by any means. You know, that's cheating, right? You physically cannot. So the closest thing we can get is just taking a wrap. So it's just through your palm and around your wrist, and then back through your palm. So the theory is if you open your hand, it comes out. You
look
know,
at your hand.
Right.
Big old. Blister.
Yeah, that's my riding hand. So that would make sense. Yeah. So you can get close to it, but you cannot tie yourself in. And so that's kind of all we're doing. We're just getting our hand tied in, and you know, as soon as that is, you want to get out of there. You don't want to be in there for no longer.
And what is? I mean, what is the perfect ride? What are they looking for? The judges to? I mean, obviously staying on.
Right.
But there's a form.
Yeah, you want to be dead center. You don't want to be hanging off the side of them. You know, that docks your points. And it's 50 for the rider and 50 for the bull. So as much, you can do everything perfect, but if your bull is lacking, you know, so the perfect ride, I mean, it's kicking. The bull's got to be kicking.
She's old
really.
Milking cow and not moving. They're not going to give you
the not. Yep. And so, but yeah, kicking, jumping when he's rearing, spinning his kind of speed, his direction change. Maybe if he's spinning one way, he'll turn back and spin the other. Just like levels of difficulty kind of stuff to throw one off.
And are they, nowadays things different, are they, it's a one sight and judge, meaning that what they interpret that, or do they get a playback to review again and go,
it's a live scoring?
Yeah, it's a live scoring. They won't replay it back. They'll, because they want to do it fresh out of their mind as soon as either they,
I guess they should be able to remember for 8 seconds. But.
Yeah, right. No, as soon as they ride or whatever happens, they immediately go and plug in their scores and so they do it while it's fresh on their mind.
And you don't have any spurs on, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because you always see that big thing if you're doing. It seems like the ones that are always doing it really well, that, you know, when there's a kick, you see their legs go whing. They almost go up to your ears.
Right.
And then come back down.
Yeah.
And I was always like, is there something on the end of them boots that are telling that thing, I'm still here?
Yeah.
So you're a professional. Does that mean you have sponsors, I'm assuming?
Yes, sir.
Who are some of your sponsors?
Ellis Real Estate Company, awesome lady. She's out of Dairyville, and she does all type of realty and stuff. She's awesome. Rock and Bee Hat Company, they do cowboy hats, just amazing hats. They're out of Idaho. They sponsor some of the real top cowboys that go to the national finals every year.
So you're looking for more sponsors?
Absolutely, always looking for sponsors.
And so do you travel around? Where do you go?
From wherever you have to be from. I mean, Iowa, and you know, there's not too much on the East Coast really, like the city or spots of stuff. But
what's the rodeo culture like in California? Do you see it? I see it growing, but maybe I'm
no. Wrong. Absolutely, it is for sure. Especially, I mean, if you look back throughout the recent years, no, absolutely, it is. The bulls are getting amazing. There's so many cowboys and you know, especially kids my age that most people would think just because they're young, they're, you know, they don't have much experience, but there's some dang good cowboys that are coming up in bull riders.
I went up to the Jefferson State Stampede.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, and there was a I forgot her name. Carlos knows her name. But there was a young girl, teenager, pink helmet, and man,
I think I've seen that one. Yeah,
she just
impressive, huh? Yeah,
held on and.
Is that a whole other level or class, or are women just allowed in? It's just one. a one thing?
Yeah, that one, associations are kind of different. Some will let women in there and not. It's kind of becoming not so much of a thing. Some associations have banned it. But but yeah, no, that gal is very impressive. She's impressed me, too.
She was hungry.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yes. Yep.
So, What's your biggest win?
Oh, my biggest win. It's hard to say. So the biggest win for me is walking away safe. You know what I mean? Everyone asks me that, and I know what you mean, you know, and so I don't mean to answer that wrong, but that's the biggest win, if you really think about it.
Yeah, of course.
Being able to walk out of that arena the same way you walked into it, you know.
Total respect.
So,
I survived.
Yeah, it can, you know, you can win as much money as you want and all that, but
if you
get to go another day.
Shattered spine and.
Right.
Well, I mean, people
you're going to use all your money for surgery.
Right.
People do really get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen a few get killed.
It's unfortunate.
By a bull.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It happens, yeah.
So do you have to just put that out of your mind?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to walk in there. You know, there's a line between confident and kind of arrogant, but you have to know it. You have to walk in there like, you know, you're going to win. Because if you walk in there like you're kind of iffy about things, like that bull is going to win like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's already got so many advantages over you and so many you know, abilities that are so much better than yours. You have to walk in there like, I'm a gladiator. I'm gonna, you know, I'm winning and I won't accept defeat.
There's gonna
be
stakes when I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's your favorite belt buckle then?
Oh, my favorite belt buckle. I got one that's pretty gold.
Ooh. It's
pretty, she's pretty fancy, yeah. Yeah, I actually don't even wear her. She's a wall hanger, so I get to look at her. Yep.
That's always funny. Yeah, some of them are like the size of your chest, too.
They're big, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you're going to hang out with us because we're going to start talking about food here in a minute. But
all
Hunter
right.
Maxwell, professional bull rodeo rider, mm-hmm. How can people reach you, find you?
Any social media, Instagram, it's Official Hunter Maxwell, same with Facebook. I've started to get on TikTok a little bit, you know, so just really any social media.
You need to come up with a really cool viral bull dance.
Right.
Where you're doing something.
They know me by it.
Yeah, Jason will help you out.
I know, I'm going to need some help with that, but absolutely. But,
yeah, so what do you eat?
I'm pretty picky. I like to be good. Well, and it's hard too. Like on the road, you want to try to be healthy. You know what I mean? It's hard if you show up to the rodeo not feeling good because you're eating
He's
junk.
An athlete.
And so yeah, so, that's it. That's just it too. You have to be a little bit of an athlete.
Skinny as a rail.
One of my favorite places to eat at is over in Las Molinas, Roxy's.
Oh yeah.
Barbecue.
Oh yeah. They just opened back up.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, huh?
Yeah, they're really good, man.
Yeah,
homemade potato salad and
yes, sir.
Man, oh lie, man, put a hurting on that.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
What are some of your favorite places to eat?
Oh, gosh. I like going out. That's kind of what I like going out to Texas for. They had a lot of good steakhouses and barbecues. And so anytime I get to go out there, that's
love
pretty
good. Brisket.
Fancy. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So you do actually travel around the country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you're okay eating what you ride.
You don't think of it that way, but that's pretty funny, huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right on.
That just crossed my mind.
Yeah, no, it's funny. You don't think about it like that, huh?
That's a good T-shirt right there.
Alvin's in charge.
Right. You know.
Rodeo. Eat rodeo. What you ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hold it. Anyway, so did you ever ride in the Oryk rodeo? Did you ever go there and ride?
Oryk,
you
know? Yeah.
Were you this year?
Yeah, yeah.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was there. I filmed it. I filmed part of that.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so was Carlos, I think he was there, too, helping run it.
Yeah, he might, yeah.
So is there a name to the circuit that you're on? Are there multiple circuits?
There's multiple of them, yeah. There's PBR, PRCA, CCPRA, and there's, you know, so many.
You're like,
I know. Yeah.
So you've been in the Reading Rodeo?
No, yeah, so I just turned 18, so I can this next year.
So you'll be in it next year?
Yeah.
You weren't even old enough?
Yeah, still a baby. I know it. Yeah.
You weren't even old enough?
Poor Hunter, man. But you're getting there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be there.
Yeah,
we'll be there
time.
For you.
Awesome.
So we just asked our previous guest, you know, if parents want their kids to get into wrestling, they just go A, B, C, D. So what if parents say, oh, you know what? I want to have my little junior try out bull riding.
Right.
Where do they go?
Get padded diapers and a bull to ride in the living room.
Right.
Where can somebody go in Northern California to, like, get some bull riding lessons on a small bull, obviously?
Yeah. The best thing to do is find a bull riding school. They have a really popular one with the Flying U Rodeo Company down in Marysville. They do a great job, supply all the equipment, the right stock, Mm. Different levels and the right teachers too.
I would say if you need to take your kid to a rodeo and mm-hmm. see if they really truly have interest.
I'd start them with mutton
busting. And then if they do, then mutton busting. Yeah.
I think we need to have a Shasta County Chamber road trip.
Yeah,
I think we only because my brother we need to give it a shot.
One of my brothers rode for a little while. Yeah, Hawk Mazada, but they both were mutton busters. And you know, when they open it up to the public to send your kids down, you know, the parents are like sending their kids over the fence or at the side and sticking them in the dirt and like go yeah. go ride a sheep.
Yeah,
that is hysterical. I could watch that all day.
Right,
they take a digger. This is a pile of dirt.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think we should see if we can. I'm envisioning
you're bringing a thing. Yeah, there it is. It's going. It's got a zinger.
Fundraising event where we just go down, and whoever lasts like 1 second.
So, what does the sponsorship look like? What is it when somebody sponsors you? What are they putting in like to get a sponsorship?
So their logo, they go all over, our vest that we wear, our riding shirts. You can put them anywhere that you can, you know, think to help them out with, and that just like social media posts too. And,
do you have an official website for yourself?
I don't know. Yeah. Most people don't really have websites. Yeah, that's not too much of a thing, but,
I would think it
mainly social media.
It's just a big social media.
I know, but
media
I would
deal.
Think it'd be really cool to have a website that gave, you know, it's just like super cool.
It is a good idea, yeah.
You know,
sell my merch.
Yeah. I know it.
Because,
rodeo merch.
People really, at least I do, when, you know, when I'm sports, you know, the people that you like, you want to know about, right? You like to see them and hear from them and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I didn't know if it's a thing because I know, like, for my brothers, they also raced cars and motors. That same brother that I was talking to you about actually is a professional motorcycle rider.
Awesome.
And they have, you know, that kind of stuff because it's highly promotive in their web stuff. So, yeah.
Right on. Okay. Mr. Jason, Reading Buzz.
I'm here.
Any new restaurants opening up?
You know what? Not
any,
really.
Any interesting buzz buys?
Let's talk about the food truck thing.
Oh, the food truck.
Let's talk about the food truck that they've been selling out. I think it is, right? They sold out some of their dishes, right?
Yeah, so Elwood's
has... Bang, bang, fang, fang.
Yeah, bang, 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 baby.
Elwood has a new food truck.
Yeah.
They bought the Redding Bomb Burgers food truck.
Redding
Bomb Bigger, better truck. And
is it rewrapped?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't know yet what they're going to do. But Josh has been cooking out of that for the last week, and they keep selling out.
Yeah, been selling out. Like, man, that's just crazy. They're selling out their burgers right there. And they're parked right there in front of the new steakhouse.
Elwood Steakhouse.
Elwood Steakhouse.
Used to be Dry Creek, so going by Bella Vista.
Bella Vista.
Yeah, that's all public now.
$2.99.
Yep. Yeah. Old Dry Creek Steakhouse. Yeah.
Well, I had their goat, too. It was a goat mix burger.
The goat burger?
Yeah, the goat burger. Sure, it was really good.
I'm sure it's incredible.
Oh man,
I like
so man. It was like
to hold it together, I guess.
Yeah, no,
it was a bada bing, bada boom.
So it'll be the food truck will be out and about this week again.
Again, yeah.
And then on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it should be back at Elwood Steakhouse in the parking lot.
That's great.
Okay, your favorite place to eat. What's your favorite place to eat?
Favorite
type of food?
Steak. All day.
Good answer.
All the way. Yeah.
Have you gone to the Lassen Steakhouse?
Yeah. Right yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah. It's good. It's definitely good for like the price too.
Yeah.
And it's real fair. It's and the owners are just amazing.
I've heard
people.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very good place. It really is.
Cool. Close to you.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It's a good solid spot.
Isn't
it always count.
Isn't that off 99?
It is. Yeah. Right yeah. Going towards Chico. Yeah.
Be a good sponsor. Steaks.
Steaks.
Right. Yeah. You need a good steak sponsor.
Right.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I was going to say, yeah, you do.
Yeah. Any other interesting?
I think he's going to try to work it for you, some type of
steak
sponsor.
Help me out. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I hear you.
Never knows, right?
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other interesting buzzes?
No.
There was something else I was going to ask you.
You posted something today.
There was another thing that I saw driving around that I thought was new, and I didn't know if you had known about it. But I always do that. You usually know, but I always am trying to get you.
What is the new hotel opened up over there by
My Place or whatever?
Yeah, My Place. Yeah, yeah, they just opened up a couple weeks ago.
Now somebody told me that they're partnering, or that those traditionally are places that people,
McDonald House or something,
that they use, or they have rooms that are dedicated for people that are going through cancer treatment and stuff. And
I wasn't aware of that.
And need a really clean, place to stay while they're doing treatment.
There's a new drive-through Asian place going through where. On Lake Boulevard there, right next door to Wing Spot.
Drive-through Asian.
Pick up. Order and pick up. Or
you got one on Market.
Yeah, and Market, too. Yeah.
Where? Oh, on Lake. You said
on Lake. On Lake Boulevard, yeah. Right.
You know what? I just never get to
it used to be El Perillo or something like that.
Drive-through Asian.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's the latest there.
Yeah, if I could get New China to have a drive-through, that would be great.
Right?
I do like New China's food.
I love their food.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right, good. Okay, back to Hunter. So where can people, what are the next rodeos you're going to be in? People can hunt you down.
Yeah.
Hunt the Hunter.
Schedules are always kind of changing, especially towards the year. It kind of slacks off. We just dang near wrapped up what we call the summer run. It's where we're basically going all summer long. And
is that like every weekend?
Lots of time all through the week. I just spent a week up in Washington and stuff going, up to Prineville, Oregon, just making my way up and then making my way back down. And, the next one, I think, in Kennewick, Washington this weekend, we're gonna go to that one. And then,
so you have a truck that you pull, a little trailer or something?
My camper, I have a cab over camper and it helps a bunch. So.
Yeah,
we have a Battle of the States, what we call Battle of the States, coming up. I got to be the captain of Team California, so we're going to take a group of those guys over to Buckeye, Arizona, and that's sure a good deal. That's coming up here. Kind of just a bunch of fun stuff like that.
Carlos
just,
is September 27th.
Yeah, his the 27th. We'll be there.
Wow, so you actually do a lot of traveling.
Yeah. Wherever the money is and wherever, it makes sense to go.
Are these big purses sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How far down do you actually make a little coin? Like 10th place?
No, don't.
Why, James, you're thinking about getting into it?
Just slip into that last
one. You're not giving up on
talking. All I'm thinking about is your rig.
$10. Getting into the last money, yeah.
Your maintenance, your gas, your whatever. And I'm thinking, damn, how do you afford to do
it? It is true.
Like, how far down can you still make gas money?
It is true, yeah. Yeah, usually they pay about 4th or 5th place. Usually 5th is probably the very last, or maybe 6th, but...
So, James, I don't think you and I have a chance.
Sorry. Oh, I might have a chance.
We'll have to train you up.
I can tell you the bull probably isn't going to give me much points, because after the first buck, if I hold on, I'm crushing its spine. It's going flat to the ground, and I'm just going to be victorious.
Cook it and eat it. Greco.
Under my weight, my sheer weight.
Yeah. So you're actually able to make comfortable, but you're actually able to make a living.
Yeah, lots of guys do. Yeah,
at 18.
Yeah.
Because most quote unquote kids at 18 are still in school and they're going to be interning somewhere.
I was going to say. Exactly. So honestly, you're making more than your colleagues at McDonald's that are getting paid $20 an hour.
Yeah, maybe. Well, the thing about bull run too is interesting. Is especially say in the NBA or I don't know if you guys ever heard this term, but NBA or NFL, they get paid even if they're on injury relief or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if you don't do your job, you don't get paid nothing. And so you have to do your job. You have to show up. So that's why you'll see lots of guys ride through injuries, ride through whatever it might be happening in your life. Because if not, they don't get paid. So
Wow.
So it's pretty interesting. Bull riders are a little bit different breed.
I can't today. I have COVID.
Exactly. Right. That's what. Yeah.
You ride with a mask on.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
All right. How do people reach you?
I would best say social media. I'm Instagram. Facebook. And
what's your handle?
Official Hunter Maxwell.
Okay. Yeah, it's official because there's probably people trying to steal your
identity. We have one more minute.
One more.
We have a new building. We have a new space opening up.
Yep.
Spencer James Chocolates, Bernsini Winery.
Yep.
Shasta County Chamber.
Yep.
Running Buzz.
Yep.
Safeway.
It's quite the motley crew.
It's a hodgepodge.
Yeah. We'll be open, and I'm hoping we actually have our first event having in there this Sunday. But after that, you know.
On concrete floors.
On concrete floors, yeah. It's not going to be pretty, but it's a good space. But hopefully in the next, I would say, 15, 30 days?
I would think so,
be open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the latest, Christmas, right?
Oh yeah. No.
If we don't make Christmas,
we have products,
fork in it, we're done.
We just have to get our case.
I think it's going to be a great store, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Hunter, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, thank you.
I'm super hyped. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You're cool. I love you. I love young people like you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.